Lacey Dunleavy is branch manager for the Carbondale Library. Thanks for speaking to Katie and Kay.
Hey, Gavin.
So Express Yourself is all about talking to artists and authors and musicians. And in this case, we're going to use our library voices and talk about the local Lit Fest at Carbondale Branch Library next Thursday, November 29th at 5:30. So how did this idea come about?
I'm always surprised at how many authors are directly around us. In Carbondale, I guess it shouldn't be that surprising, but we have 9 authors that are all from Carbondale, Redstone, Marble, Glenwood Springs, and it's a great platform for them to come together and meet the public, talk with people, and provide a place for them to sell their books.
So I was always under the impression that unless you're buying from the library book sale, that the books at the library are free.
Yes.
So this is a different whole approach, opportunity to get locally authored books signed by the authors.
Yep.
And books available for purchase. Is the library handling that, or do you kind of just do attendees basically work through each author?
Yeah, attendees work through each author. We let them do what they want to do. I think of it as like I want to create a place for them to talk with people, to have a book signed. A lot of these books are, especially we have Larry Rainierson, and he has a lot of local history books that are really awesome. And I can imagine a lot of people have that book, so it's an opportunity to come and get it signed. And then also we try to kind of put this in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So it's a thing where if you want to shop local, it's an opportunity to shop local for those gifts, support local people, and also come to the library.
And you don't need to set up a cash register because it's up to each author to sell their own books.
Exactly. I'm hands off for sure.
Well, so your information about the event also mentions holiday cookies and treats. Again, I think of the library as a place that really is not crummy. You know,
yes.
you shouldn't really be eating out of your backpack when you're sitting and using the library. But this is an exception you guys are making, and they're going to be holiday treats on site, and you can eat them at the library.
Yeah, you
That's
can.
A pretty unique opportunity.
Right? yeah, so it's in our community room, and it actually that area actually has a full kitchen, so it's really fun to be able to have food and cookies and treats, and I mean that's what we do during the holiday season, right? We just stand around and eat and go to different places to eat. So
right, probably less drinking at the library.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes, that's the one rule we're not breaking this time.
And then I love the that you say, you know, this is an opportunity for writers and readers to connect, because of course so many readers are in the library and many writers use the library, but it's not that often that we actually get to do this co-mingling, and that's going to be fun.
Yeah, so a lot of these authors are part of a group called the Carbondale Writers Group, and I met them because they meet monthly at the library. So I've seen those experiences come together for them, and that's how they all essentially met each other. So it's an important piece, you know, to let everyone else know that, hey, we're here. All of these people are right here in your community, and you can come and support them at the library.
And you have so little going on over there, right? You're just not busy at all. So throwing events like this is just peace.
Totally. I'm just really glad to find something to do, honestly. You know, I'm just sitting here twiddling my thumbs most days, so.
Well, so let's talk about this wide array of genres and authors that will be featured at the local Lit Fest at Carbondale Library on Thursday, November 29th at 5:30. You mentioned Larry Rainierson. He has quite a few books. I think Legends of Glenwood Canyon might be his most recent history book.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I used to drive Glenwood Canyon every day for my commute, and so that was a book, one of the first ones that I ever checked out. I guess that's kind of my pet subject is local history, so I'm really glad that he could be there, and I'm really glad I could fit one in.
And then in terms of historical fiction, we have Helen Klein with Grandma Ida.
Yeah, and she actually has 4 books, Grandma Ida, and then Cry of the Hawk, and then there's also a sequel to Grandma Ida called Ollie's Journey. And she's from Marble, so you can kind of see how these people are influenced by their lives and their surroundings. But yeah, Western fiction, you know, cowboy stories and pioneer stories.
And then a couple of novelists, Clark Heckert. His book, Sudden Storm, is an interesting story because something he wrote and then kind of sat on for many years while he raised his family.
Yeah. Apparently, this has been in the making for a couple decades.
Yeah.
So his book is so out of my realm. And so I don't read a lot of fiction. I don't read a lot of suspense or thrillers. And so for me personally, it's interesting to talk to people and how they come up with those ideas that is so not something that I think of or would like to read normally. So it's great to kind of step out of your comfort zone and bring those people in too.
And the other novelist who's kind of in the suspense genre is David Wall.
Yeah, another new author. It's a futuristic suspense thriller. And again, it's just, it's fascinating to me that people come up with these ideas and can publish a book on it. It's all really interesting. And I think you see a lot of parallels to more popular authors that all of us are familiar with.
David's book is called Real.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes.
And then for the youngsters, we have a young adult novel from Linda Flynn, who will be participating in the local Lit Fest, and that is called Dream Glasses. What's that about?
Yeah, so Linda has actually been a catalyst to making this happen. She's a very important piece to the Carbondale Writers Group. Dream Glasses is one of her books, adult and young adult nonfiction. And then what's really interesting is that she has three books, and they're also very different. So she has two others that are based on her family stories called Flynn Tales and Granny's Legacy. So it's interesting to learn about her family, but then I think when you read those stories about other people's family, it's like, of course you relate to it because we all have those types of people in our lives. So it's fascinating how these authors can switch in between so many different things.
Well, and speaking of that, Casey Hoffmaster has a faith-based book out called His Key Works, Only If You Use It, but then also writes children's stuff, right?
Yeah. So again, we're really just trying to reach out to just check off all those genres. So she does have it's spirituality, religion. But then she also has a couple children's books, Elizabeth Ann, Goodness Girl, and Her Green-Eyed Monster, and a collection of five short stories for children. So you can get a little bit of something for everyone.
And then also in the kids' realm, Dwayne Ziegler has a book out called Jim Jim and the Jelly Bean Journey. And where does that one take place?
It's so cute. It takes place at Sylvan Lake State Park, which is in Eagle. It was closed for the last year, but you can go back there now, and it's really cute. And he's based a coloring book off of that. And then he also has it published in Spanish as well.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah.
And you spent some time in that area.
I did. So I used to work in Eagle.
You've been the branch manager for Carbondale Library about 6 months now. And
yes.
You came from, what was the library
there? I came from Eagle, from Eagle Valley Library District, and kind of changed veins. I was the local history librarian there. Mm-hmm. But I had met Dwayne over on the other side of the canyon. So it was great to reconnect with him over here. And he's part of another writers group, of course. So
that's awesome. And then one other kids author who's participating is Corey Carnan, and I wasn't sure if Secrets of the Fairy Cave is only for kids or if it's kind of for everyone.
I would say it's kind of for everyone, but it's definitely geared towards kids. So this is for those parents that want to take their kids to the adventure park, but mm-hmm. then also like sneak in some of those educational things. It's really interesting. It's about the caves at the adventure park, and it's about the fairy caves that they have there. And she got special access and worked with the owners. It's really great. We have it at the library. I caught myself looking through it. So yeah, it's again reaching all of those genres and audiences.
And then lastly, on this incredible list of authors who will be participating in the local Lit Fest at Carbondale Library next Thursday, November 29th, starting at 5:30, is Katie and Kay's regular guest, DJ Hill, who runs DJs on Main and is a big Katie and Kay supporter and also a producer. And she has her first book of poetry out. She's an artist and really a multifaceted person, a really awesome supporter of the Creative District. And her new book of poems is called Homespun Mercies. Is that something that the library has yet?
Not yet.
It's
fun. It's like I get to just get some of my book shopping done while I bring them here. Yeah, when you look at what DJ has written, it's kind of like it's so diverse, so extensive. So it's really interesting that for her to go into poetry and publish this collection. I'm really excited to see it.
Again, there will be books available on site throughout the event. If you already have a book by one of these authors, you can bring it to be signed, and the event is open to all. There's no charge to get in, and it just seems like part of some exciting progress that you're making in your new role as the branch manager. I know that you also get outside of the walls of the library sometimes because you were so involved in the parade for Potato Day this year.
Yeah, and I try to leave the building sometimes.
So is there honestly time to do these kinds of things? You could use some extra budget, right?
I mean, yes. I think if you...
You're pretty strapped.
Of course. I think if you start eliminating things that you can't do because you don't have time, you wouldn't end up doing anything. We don't have time for anything, but we have to make these things happen. The library is a community place, so this is a community event with community members. Potato Day was a community classic. We got to be part of that.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited that we're weaving our way back into the community and its events.
Well, and of course, Katie and Kay listeners can hear all of the library's events on our community calendar. Lacey Dunleavy is branch manager of Carbondale Library, and the local Lit Fest is coming up Thursday, November 29th at 5:30 with 9 countless authors.
Yeah, 9 authors and 19 books.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks so much for putting this event together, and we'll see you there.
Thank you.